All right, what's up, everybody? It's been almost 2 years since I did an episode, so yeah, a lot has happened, and I'm kind of bring this back. It's kind of off the cuff episode. I'm driving right now, but I figure, hey, might as well start getting back in the podcast thing, and why not use the first episode back to talk about ChatGPT and AI? How can it raise my baby? So if you've lived under a rock, you'll become aware now that AI, artificial intelligence, and everything is now taking over, especially in marketing and just content creation in general. It's a massive thing that's super cool, also kind of scary, also kind of weird. Everyone's trying to get adjusted to it and everything like that, but like you can literally have like 11 page long papers written in 11 seconds. Like it's insane. So anyway, I decided to ask ChatGPT about what were the top 10 fears of new parents. So here they are, according to ChatGPT and the artificial intelligence world that exists. So, one, fear of SIDS, which is sudden infant death syndrome. Many parents worry about this because it takes and take precautions, such as safe sleep practices to reduce the chances of it happening. Well, yeah, we're just kind of SOL when it comes to SIDS, you know? Hopefully you don't experience that, and it's very unfortunate that people do. Sometimes, you know, I don't know. You know, it's just unfair. Definitely unfair. I'm not demeaning it at any means, by any chance. But it's a scary thing. It can be very real, and it's terrifying. But it's out of our control, and there's really nothing you can do to control it other than, you know, make sure you don't sleep with your baby or make dumb decisions about caring for them and things like that. So, number two, fear of not bonding with the baby. Now, this is big for dads, especially in the first few months, and if the wife is, or the mommy is, breastfeeding. Because, obviously, she's the source of food all the time, so the dad does feel disconnected and left out. But there's a lot of things that dads can still do. And I've talked about this on previous episodes. One simple thing is you just change all the diapers. Change all the diapers. And it's a win-win for both people. Mommy doesn't want to do it because she's just tired, right? And daddy has time and energy to do it because he's not 100% feeding and responsible for the life of another human. So that's real. Number three, fear of making mistakes. Absolutely. You will make mistakes. Get over it. As long as you don't kill your baby, you're great. Because we've all made the mistakes that you're going to make no matter what. So don't feel alone. Don't feel isolated. Don't feel like, oh, woe is me. I'm such a bad parent. My baby rolled off the bed. It's happened to all of us. Chill out. You got this. Just take it day by day. And number four, fear of not meeting their baby's needs. Well, if you know what Dunstan baby language is, if you listen to my episodes, you'll have a really huge, awesome jump start on how to care for your baby. After having 7 kids, we've used Dunstan baby language on all of them. They've all been able to read by age of 3. And it's easy, simple things to do. It's just that most people don't know or are aware of these resources that are available to them. So that's the thing. Number five, fear of accidents or injuries. Absolutely, that's a fear. But it's an obvious fear that we have every day, no matter how old you are or your kids are. So moving on. Fear of postpartum depression. This is massive, and it's very understated and not talked about, especially around dads and moms. Most people don't know how or when to identify it. It comes at early stages, at late stages. It can even come up to a year and a half later after having the baby's birth. So don't feel like you're in the clear or out of the, or like feeling weird all of a sudden or out of the blue for a duration of time, you know, a few weeks. And if you are, just talk to someone. If they love you, they're going to hear you, and just talk to someone. that's the best thing you can do. Identify different things that you're doing out of normal, or, you know, just out of your normal care and ability and thought process, and keep track of it, because that'll help you identify when it started or what things you're doing, and to be able to reverse it. Fear of judgment from others. So fear of judgment from others is a massive thing that everyone deals with no matter what, and especially when you have kids, you feel like you're judged, and especially the moms feel like they're judged too, depending on, you know, what the kid's wearing, or their hair, or their appearance, or just things like that. Dads, they get by easy with, like, hey, if the dad's just out with the kid and his hair's messed up and his outfit doesn't match or the shirt's wrinkled, it's like society gives them a break. And to be honest, I think that's quite pathetic, because dads are very highly capable of doing all those things that the mom can when it comes to, like, just simply preparing the kid to go out into the world. Go to the grocery store and things like that. Like, dads should be held to a higher standard in my eyes. And a big thing is around the dad bod. The dad bod is the most biggest BS thing ever. If you get fat during pregnancy because you want to meet your wife's emotional need, that's wrong, because then you're going to get fat. No one wants a dad with boobs and or a little flabbiness, because it's going to be so hard to get that flabbiness out and back down to normal size, because you are going to be drained of all your energy when this baby comes. And the last thing that mommy's going to want you to do is leave the house to go work out, and especially when she can't start working out yet either. So by a dad getting a dad bod is completely wrong. It's just a dumb thing to do. You're killing yourself and your family. Not literally, but it's definitely not something you should do. If anything, you should get into more shape, because you're going to be more tired. More of your physical ability and energy and strength is going to go into just maintaining the house and being awake and, being on spot for mommy, for the baby, to be a provider still, to work and make money and make things happen. So no one wants a sluggish fat guy either. So no dad bods here. No excuses for that either. And mommy might be upset in the moment, but in the long run, she'll thank you. And she doesn't want it. She just is catering to her emotions, which is totally normal and fine. There's nothing wrong with that either. So that leads into fear of sleep deprivation. You will be deprived of sleep 1,000,000% for the first 3 months, bar none. There's no way of getting around it. Now, there's some little hacks and things that you can do, not like learning Dunstan baby language, the 5 different types of baby cries, watching what the baby does physically and audibly, and getting in a routine right away and sticking to it no matter what, not letting the baby be the person that sets the schedule, not adhering to the baby's if it's crying and like all up and down, but it's should be like nap time, you still like lay down with it. Like, the baby doesn't determine your schedule, because that is not a good thing. It needs structure, and you're gonna have to set those boundaries and keep them. It'll be difficult at times, I'm not gonna lie, like a lot of the times, but in the long run, it's good for everyone and your well-being, especially your sleep. Fear of not being a good parent. Well, we all fear that all the time, so that's nothing new. And then fear of the unknown. Yep, we're all prepared to that too. So ChatGPT didn't do a very good job of preparing new parents for being a new parent, in my eyes. If you're curious about other things, listen to some past episodes, or go Google some stuff, or whatever, but make sure who you're learning from and listening to has been there and done that, more than just one kid. Like, I'd prefer you learn from someone that has three or more kids, because one kid can be super easy, and then you're judging yourself based off their experience, which is a stranger, and now you're setting these improper expectations on your life, which is making you sad or depressed or upset or not feeling like you're good enough, when it's like an anomaly for it. Yes, I stutter. So there's that. But ChatGPT did a pretty good job. I'd like to see them hold a baby, change a baby, deal with all that, listen to it. And maybe there probably will be some app pretty soon that can be able to tell, like, what type of cry that the baby's doing. It's called Dunston Baby Language, and right now you can just look it up on Google or YouTube. There's a lady called Priscilla Dunston. She was interviewed by Oprah like a decade or so ago, more like probably 14 years ago now. But there's that. So let's see, how far are we here? Am I keeping it? Yep, I'm keeping it real, under 15 minutes still. We got it. Welcome back to the New Parent Secrets. If you got some interesting stuff or some questions or whatever, I got a new email address. It's just newparentsecrets@gmail.com. Moving some things around right now. So the last one isn't there anymore. So that being said, I appreciate you. I love you. You got this. Whatever you're feeling is normal. It's okay not to be okay. And just keep on pushing forward. You got this. Proud of you. Have a great day. Take care.